vegan because we are not beasts.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
हमारे कार्यक्रम पेश किए जाते हैं कई भाषाओं में. कृपया देखें suprememastertv.com/schedule.
So the best is that not criticizing the master of any kind, but not criticizing anybody. Because we don't have enough time to even check out our own trouble, right? We have so much trouble, we should check ourselves instead of checking somebody else. Everybody has it anyway, huh? Including us, so we should check ourselves.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English and Chinese with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Kanalahia is how are you in Hausa, one of the national languages of Nigeria. My name is Ikon. The vivacious citizens of Nigeria praise your artistic abilities that express your compassion and hope for a vegan paradise on earth through your artwork. Africa's Nigeria is an expansive country on the western side of the continent. Its geography ranges from remarkable desert land in the north to wide savannas and a vast mangrove forest in the south. The nation's plentiful river systems contribute to the Niger Delta, a region of great biodiversity and also where many crops are grown. Kingdoms such as the Benin Empire have flourished in Nigeria. An elaborate system of city walls built during this empire was considered one of the most significant architectural accomplishments of its time. Nigeria also hosts two UNESCO heritage sites. The exceptional Sukkur cultural landscape, with its early iron smelting expertise, and the Osun-Osun-Bo sacred grove, which honors traditional deities of the Yoruba people. Nigeria's most diverse feature is its people, with approximately 250 different ethnic groups and up to 500 languages spoken. Dance and music are very important to the Nigerian people, and the styles are as varied as the backgrounds of the people. One cultural value that is upheld among all Nigerians is a high respect for elders. Parents and other adults are greeted with a bow or a curtsy, while grandparents receive respectful titles and a deeper bow. It was a pleasure to introduce colorful Nigeria to you, lucky viewers. We pray that the celestial beings uplift your spirits with everlasting joy. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worship world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worship son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanked all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the international vegan restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Wake Up and Check Yourself All the Time, Part 2 of 3 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English and Chinese on December 17, 2017 in Kaohsiung, Taiwan, also known as Formosa.
Sorry. I've been coughing since a few days. It's like that. Every time near Christmas, I have a problem. I had a problem before. Mostly at Christmas, I get sick or exhausted, you know, and not well. Overall, not well. 我说圣诞节的时候，平常是不会生病的，不小病就大病，懂吗？ 圣诞节啊，过年那些几天啊，身体不好，大概冬天的关系啊，大概也大概下生太多了，也长多，增加很多，我们这边是叫也蛮好的， It's very good environment here. We are on top of a hill, separately. Of course, we are connected with outside. It's in the front gate. That's it. The rest here is stiff. Like a ravine, yeah. So we are safe, feel safe. And a lot of greenery, yes. So we are very healthy here. So a lot of bamboos and trees, bananas. And your brothers and sisters in Kaohsiung are very tidy and clean. I like it here very much. And they built for me a little wood house. Also very according to my taste. Yeah, every little detail they take care of very well. I'm very pleased here. Even though small place, not as private like in Sihu. Sihu land is very big, but I always have to go around cleaning. Cleaning, tidy up, because I love tidiness and cleanliness. Even storeroom, you need to make it tidy, you know. I stay there because everybody was there, you see, convenient, and I have places there for my dogs. Over here it's a little bit difficult with the dog stuff, because the dogs are territorial, you know, and they're such babies, they fight for toys, for snacks, stuff like that, and I can't just separate them too much here, because we don't have enough room to separate them, understand? Yeah. Even if I do, I have to have some of the helpers which don't agree with my system. Yeah, it's very, very tiring. Yeah. So now we just stay here, see how it goes. Okay, huh? Yeah. I wish that Pingtung doesn't have such a smell. Bad karma. Bad karma. I prepared already to come see you this morning. I put alarm clock on already. I was supposed to go at 8 o'clock. And a last warning, say I should not go. If I go there, I will lose about 50% of my spiritual power again. I can't gain it back so quick. I can't just lose 50% just for Pingtung. Understand? I need it. I need it for the world, for my work, okay? Yeah. Because now SMTV is broadcasted all over. And it's a lot of karma. I need to take care. I need my power. I keep losing again and again, but it's just in a few hours. I lose 50%, that's too much. You know what I mean? It's difficult for me to regain back this time. I just lost 62%, and then it's difficult for me to gain back already. I had to go without food, without sleep, because I have to take care of you, you know, your emotional needs, and I have to do all the document jobs, SMTV and everything, and take care of dogs. So it was very, very hard work to regain that. Luckily I did, and I was so happy. All the gods is helping, you know. And if I lose 50% again this time, you know, I think I cannot regain it so fast. Yeah. Therefore, I prefer just not to go. If heaven say not to go, I don't go. No, before I used to do against what they advised because I thought, oh, never mind, you know, I can do that. But after many years learning hard lessons, I think I just better keep, you know, walk the line so that I can continue to be strong and helping the world who need it more than just Pingtung area. Huh? Mm. So you understand, right? Yeah. Normally I wanted to go. Not that I'm being too selfish or anything. Yeah. I would prefer there because you have a lot of places for you. Hmm? Many houses, yeah? Small, but many. And convenient, huh? A lot of bathrooms, yeah? Because before it built a lot. A lot of people live there, and I live there. And now I just, I worry about... Not just that beginning, I already worry whether or not it smells too bad, because that kind of air is bad for your lungs, you know? Yeah, it can burn inside, huh? Burn your lungs. After a while, you know, if you don't have good care or aircon or something like that, but over there we can't just have aircon all the time, yeah? You go out and you sit outside, yeah, you eat outside. Therefore, I was worried whether I should let you be there. But I thought this place is too small. Other places in the whole Taiwan are even smaller. They just take care of their own, you know, meditation center. They don't care to make it big. This is the third biggest already, yeah, except Mae Lee and then Pingtung and this one. If I buy it for people, I always buy big. Even at that time, we didn't need it that big. But I know you will, you know, give birth to children in every center. So I never worry if the place is too big. I only worry when it's too small. Big, you don't have to use it all, yeah? You can just screen one area and then just use some area only. But when it's small, you can't do anything. Hmm? Okay, we checking around the area to see if we can buy some more land, yeah. But it's getting more expensive now. Before it was cheaper in this land, it was cheaper. Now it's more expensive. I think because economy goes up again, or because a lot of disciples come in to the center all the time, so they know, must have money, you know. Yeah, most organizations, they have money, yeah? Or the members always contribute, yeah? Or any temple or church, they have money, yeah? Because they take donations, it's just they don't understand. Our situation is different, it's the opposite. I'm earning money as fast as I could to give away, you know, to repair the meditation hall or buy new land or do something like that, or give it to the disaster people, yeah, or poor people, or do things for spiritual help to the world, etc. Yeah, everything. Everything in this world takes money, you know. Money is all they know, nothing else. And this is funny because I don't take money, but all the newspapers in Taiwan before, headline and television say I came home just to take money, a lot of money. And that was a very big karma they made. Therefore, I could not return to Taiwan for a long, long time. Many, many years until the karma erased a little bit. And now I can be here. Yeah. But even I wasn't in Taiwan, but I was working in Europe also, you know. Mm. And Taiwanese people, or you people, can also come see me, no? Yeah, I wasn't not working, yeah, one way or another. Whenever I can, I see you. Mm. It's just my work is a little bit difficult, more difficult than most of other teachers or masters. They don't tell people, don't take drugs on TV, you know. They don't openly advertise for vegan diet and drug-free style, you know, and no killing, no war, no weapons. You see what I mean? No cigarette. These are very powerful corporates, and they make trouble for me everywhere I go, through the government. Or through something else, you know. And many times my life was at stake, you know. That's why I have to keep running. Sometimes the drug people, they are not very lenient with someone who goes against them. And so I'm risking my life all the time. Ah, never mind. I live for that. I live for my ideal. I would prefer to tell people that they should live a more cleaner life, a more healthy, yeah, and to keep the only home they have, that is we call the planet. Because if we don't have the planet, we're all gone, right? The children, we have nowhere to go, huh? Or maybe we're all gone together, you know, not to talk about children, yeah. For that, yeah, for that, I live for that. So I don't mind. It's just that you guys suffer because you cannot always see me due to that kind of circumstance. Yeah, understand? So many years I cannot stay in one place to let you come and see me so easily. Yeah, sometimes you come and I just left, yeah? Sometimes I just left and you come, either that or... Or even I was there, but I can't do anything because of a lot of obstruction. We cannot underestimate the power of this world, yeah, of the people who are powerful. Yeah, they use their free will and power to do something that's not appropriate. Yeah, even though they claim to be religious people, huh, but they do things against their own principle. Every religion forbids, you know, to take drugs and to drink, yeah, and to eat meat even. Every religion mentions that. And all the so-called religious followers, they don't follow the teaching of the master. And now if I remind them again, the same thing, they think I'm bad, you know. Yeah, so everybody just focuses on me and makes trouble for me, my life. Yeah, it also affects my health, you know, and mental wellness. Affect everything, not just spiritual job, huh? Yeah, affect me in many ways. So also sometimes very depressing, frustrating. Not only that, I don't have enough support. I mean, of course you all support me, that's different, understand? But sometimes as a human, you need some strong support. Like a family or something, or like a husband, a wife, you know. That's why most of the masters, they marry before. So nobody can say anything. After being a master, if you marry, then they say a lot of things. But if you marry before becoming master, nobody says anything. All the Indian masters, you know, gurus, they married. You know, the ones who teach the same method in India, famous ones, they all married, have children. No problemo. Hmm? But woo, if I go marry now and have children, I think you all will run away from me. Understand that? Yeah. So I feel very alone sometimes. Just feel like always have to work and work and work, you know, and give and give and give. There's no one who truly understands. I don't mean I need money or anything. Understand? I just need maybe one or two persons truly understand. Sometimes when I go through really a hard time, sometimes I'm really in big trouble, yeah? There's no one there that I could even talk to, or no one even understands one bit. Not only that, criticize if I don't come out to work. Understand? Like I'm lazy or don't come out and let you see me, something like that even. Yeah, mostly it's like that. Nobody truly understands or supports me at all. I feel like that. You know, sometimes. Okay, not support is okay, but criticize even, you know, your own people. That sometimes hurts the emotional part or the mental wellness. And that affects your body also, makes you sick, yeah? And when you are sick, you are even more lonely, more depressed, because you're not strong enough to withstand all the pressure, yeah? When your body is also weak, your mental is also disturbed because of too much stress, and your emotion is low, understand? All this is necessary for human life to function, master or not, you see? Because you have a body, yeah? Just like you are spiritual practitioners, some of you are on high level, right? But sometimes if you have trouble with your wife or your kids, or your husband, you really feel very down, right? Very low, and you wish they would understand you more, or support you more, you know, mentally, emotionally, yeah? And then you can always move mountains or empty rivers, yeah? Just sometimes you just can't explain all that to anybody. And then at that time, even when you meditate, you don't feel well, right? Yeah, when you have family problem, a work problem, business problem, you can't even concentrate to meditate, right? And then you suddenly feel sick, feel unwell. And it is the same with me, okay? Because I have the body and the mind and the mental and the emotional setup, just like every one of you. If I don't have these, how I understand you? How I take care of you? You see what I mean? Yeah. I must have all that. I cannot discard them. Then I don't understand why you're suffering, why you're crying, when your husband left you, when your wife doesn't love you. I have to understand all that. I must have emotion, mental clarity, all the setup, the same like you. It's just that I don't have any support for that. Understand me? Yeah, whatever I have, I just have to use it for other people. Yeah. And sometimes your strength can be exhausted. I mean, emotional strength or... not just physical, emotional and mental, yeah, could be exhausted. Especially if you are not understood, not only you're not understood, but you are even looked upon as an object for being used anytime, you know, dead or alive. Nobody understands you and just want to really take more from you when you already give enough or
give
all you can. And you don't even understand when you need a rest and you need a little break in order to recover, yeah? That is when it really, really hurts. And very, very, battery low. Okay then. So if you have some problem, you understand that I'm also with you, okay? I'm not above any of this, yeah? So I understand you very well. That's why when you pray, it works, yeah? The master power can help you through this physical mind and mental capability and emotional setup, yeah? And the physical endurance as well. That's why most masters, they suffer not because of the work they do, it's just because of the stress from the world, from the people who don't understand, and from their own disciples as well. It's Christmas time, and you remember when Jesus, normally he walks everywhere before, he doesn't have a car, sorry about that, at that time. So of course he has pain, you know, maybe his feet are swollen or hurt, and one of the disciples just massage his feet and put some of the, you know, ointment to relieve some pain. And some disciples sat there and said, Master, so many poor people, and how can you enjoy such a luxury as massaging oil? You know? Imagine that, their own disciples. Even if Jesus doesn't have that massage oil, how much can he feed the world with that? Understand me? Yeah, this is typical of disciples. They have nothing better to do but to criticize the master, because they don't see themselves full of garbage inside. They just look at the master. Anything the master does, not according to their liking or their imagination, they think the master is bad. See what I mean? Yeah. So the best is that, not criticizing the master of any kind, but not criticizing anybody. Because we don't have enough time to even check out our own trouble, right? We have so much trouble, we should check ourselves instead of checking somebody else. Everybody has it anyway, huh? Including us, so we should check ourselves. I check myself all the time, okay? Yeah. I check myself all the time in order to continue to work. I'm sure I don't have to check anymore. But sometimes if some trouble comes, I check whether or not I have done anything to contribute to that. But the answer is always no. But nevertheless, I always check it. Yeah.
Blessed viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Wake Up and Check Yourself All the Time, Part 2 of 3 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is multi-part series on ancient predictions about our planet, Prophecy of the Golden Age, Part 151, the Qatar Prophecy on the Church of Love, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your hearts overflow with jubilance and love.
Vegan. Real macho man.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.